A reading from the Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and every one that does, he prunes so it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word I spoke to you. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into the fire, and they will be burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want and it will be done for you. By this my Father will be glorified, and you will bear much fruit and become my disciples. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, we've had some warm days, and spring is a time to return to the garden and see the results of my fall pruning. When you prune, you take away dead branches. You deadhead flowers to bring more. I also begin this year my yearly tussle with the vines in my garden. I watch as pruned they shrivel in the noonday sun. In this season of Easter, we're asked to see the results of our response to the call of the risen Lord. What have our Lenten practices changed in us? What has been pruned and now can come to life? But we can only come to life if we stay connected to what we have learned of the Lord through those practices. Easter season calls us to live out our place on the vine. The true vine of which Jesus speaks is full of diversity and surprises. Like the Dominican family, growth comes in a passion for life and vision. This day, our young Dominican College youth preachers are gathering for the National College Preaching and Action Conference at Molloy College in New York. Let us remember their zeal for mission of preaching and social action in our prayer today. The students will learn from members of the Dominican family and leave with plans of action of how they will live out the four pillars of Dominican life. They will bring Dominican spirituality to action and bring the vine to new places. Today's gospel calls us to examine our openness to the Lord, our openness to the four pillars, to the wider Dominican family, and how responsive we can be to needs that are placed before us. What in you today flowers and blooms and gives life to the people of God? What is your part of the vine moving in action?